96.5 Wave FM.
Jeb and I are a bunch of dudes from Perth who like making rock music. They've had four studio albums to date. Number five is on the way. However, the last album we heard from them was in 2004. Stopped touring in 2005. So what have they been doing? Got to catch up with Kevin Mitchell, the lead singer of Jebediah. So what have you been doing since then?
Just drinking.
Drinking?
Yeah, just getting drunk. I've been putting out records as Bob Evans, and Ness went and got a degree, went back to university. And,
ooh.
But we've been working on this new record since 2007.
Why did it take so long to make? Or were you just sort of just cruising along, taking your time with it?
Oh, well, as I said, I was really drunk all the time. It's really hard to... Have you tried making a record when you've been really pissed?
No, just speaking's a challenge for me, and standing's pretty hard too.
Well, I mean, I live in Melbourne and the other guys live in Perth. So that was one sort of, you know, logistical problem.
But you've got email and stuff these days, don't you? And Skype and, you know, you can Skype each other.
Yeah, or making a record on Skype.
Yeah.
That would be a very modern way to make an album, wouldn't it? Everyone had sort of got jobs, and I was doing Bob Evans. And basically the reason why it took so long is because Jeb and I wasn't a full-time band like we were in the past.
So you all sort of got another job aside from making awesome music?
Well, I've never had a job in my life.
You're lucky.
which is, I say, with a mixture of pride and also shame.
But isn't drinking a job?
Well, if you're lucky enough, you can turn it into one. I think if I ever stopped playing music, I'd have to get into, like, you know, the wine industry or something. Some other kind of work that... allowed it.
So it turns out Vanessa, the bassist of Jebediah, she went off to uni and did a science degree, and Chris, well, he just stayed working at a record store. But as the new album's coming out, are the guys going to take a break from their alter egos to go on tour?
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be like a reunion.
You've announced a few dates for your tour that kicks off in May. You haven't got Wollongong on the list yet. You've got a few other regionals. No, are you coming?
No, Wollongong.
Are you coming here?
That's bloody ridiculous.
So what's the go?
I'm embarrassed, to be quite frank, because Wollongong is normally the first place where we organise to go. We're doing more dates in July, and we're going to play a whole bunch of... Whilst I can't confirm that we will be playing in Wollongong exactly, I can almost guarantee that we will be playing in the Illawarra, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well done, Kevs.
You're on
the ball.
Australian geography's not too bad.
You'd hope so after touring for so long.
Yeah, it's funny, should be, shouldn't it? You're right, yeah.
Hey, that's a thing to do. If you ever give up music, you could become a geography teacher.
Geography is actually one of my favourite subjects.
Really?
Geography and history. So I like to learn about it, but I don't think I can teach it. I'd rather write some, like, really wanky book.
You could write a book about geography.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe.